swear their allegiance and a commitment to their interests in order to attain financial or media support. This means that the great people of America and various nations of Europe need to obey the demands and wishes of a small number of acquisitive and invasive people. These nations are spending their dignity and resources on the crimes and occupations and the threats of the Zionist network against their will. Friends and colleagues, all these are due to the manner in which the immoral and the powerful view the world, humankind, freedom, obeisance to God, and justice. The thoughts and deeds of those who think they are superior to others and consider others as second class and inferior, who intend to remain out of the divine circle, to be the absolute slaves of their materialistic and selfish desires, who intend to expand their aggressive and domineering natures, constitute the roots of today's problems in human societies. They are hindrances to the actualization of material and spiritual prosperity and to security, peace, and brotherhood among nations. I explicitly state that the Iranian people and the overwhelming majority of the peoples and governments are against those deeds and perspectives of the world domineering powers. Establishment of justice requires people who've achieved moderation and justice inside themselves and have restrained their domineering attitudes and actualized their attributes of self-sacrifice and are at the service of humanity. A complete and full-scale manifestation of such characteristics can happen only under the rule of the righteous and the perfect human being who is obedient to God and who is promised by the divine prophets. Dear colleagues, of course, with the grace of God Almighty, a hopeful trend is flourishing in the heart and soul of human societies. The universal eagerness for justice, purity, and love for others, monotheism, and the quest for perfection is clearly and increasingly on the rise. A universal resistance against the acquisitiveness, aggression, and selfishness of the bullying powers is being formed. Today, the bullying powers' thoughts, practices, and strategies are rejected by nations and governments, and all are seeking to establish new human relations based on justice, with a view to attain prosperity, perfection, security, and sustainable welfare. This is the very auspicious phenomenon that all the traditions of creation and the ruling laws of the universe emphasize and support. Today, the Zionist regime is on a definite slope to collapse, and there is no way for it to get out of the cesspool created by itself and its supporters. The Islamic Republic of Iran, while fully respecting the resistance of the oppressed people of Palestine and expressing its all-out support for it, submits its humane solution based on a free referendum in Palestine for determining and establishing the type of state in the entire Palestinian lands to the distinguished Secretary General of the UN. American empire in the world is reaching the end of its road, and its next rulers must limit their interference to their own borders. Today, the thought of hegemony quickly becomes a demerit. And now a few words with the expansionist governments ruling global relations. Be aware that living with obedience to God and carrying out His orders, compassion for people, and striving for the fulfillment of justice is to your advantage too. I invite you to return to the path of God, the prophets, and to the path of the people of the world, and to the truth and justice. The only route to salvation is a divine, straight path. Otherwise, God's hands of power will emerge from the sleeve of the oppressed nations and will make your life difficult and will put an end to your hegemony. Let's love the people of the world and respect their rights. Rectify past behavior. This will benefit you and the human community. The Iranian people are prepared, along with other nations, to help you be rescued from your current situation and to establish peace and prosperity. My friends, fortuitously, opportunities are accessible. With the grace of God Almighty, the existing pillars of the oppressive system are crumbling. Great developments in favor of humankind, as well as its true and real rights, are on the way. A golden and brilliant future is awaiting mankind. A global community filled with justice, friendship, brotherhood, and welfare is at hand. And as I have elaborated, a community which will tread the path of beauty and love under the rule of the righteous and the perfect human being, the one promised by all divine prophets, and the one who is the true lover of humanity. A community that will be devoid of any fear, despair, and privation. Such a community will soon be ours. The community promised by the great divine prophets Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus Christ, and Muhammad, peace be upon him, is about to materialize. Let us, hand in hand, expand the thought of resistance against evil and the minority of those who are ill-wishers. Let's support goodness and the majority of people who are good and the embodiment of absolute good, that is the Imam of time, the promised one who will come accompanied by Jesus Christ, and accordingly design and implement the just and humanistic mechanisms for regulating the constructive relationships between nations and governments. O Great Almighty, deliver the Savior of nations and put an end to the sufferings of mankind and bring forth justice, beauty, and love. Friends, let's have a proper share in the establishment of that illuminated and promised divine age. I thank you all very much.
Now, we heard a speech there by Mr. Ahmadinejad, the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, at the 63rd session of the UN General Assembly in New York. Was just to sum up what Mr. Ahmadinejad said, he did say that he started by speaking about the creation of mankind and that justice must be served and humans should disassociate with oppressors. That made way for his speech to go on to say, to go on to current affairs issues. And he started by criticizing the false accuses that led to the occupation of Iraq, and that's the weapons of mass destruction, and that there has been no success in Iraq after 6 years of occupation. He then criticized the occupation of Afghanistan and the production of narcotics and their spread in the world that caused the death and destruction of thousands of people around the world. He then attacked those countries that talk of a nuclear-free world but produce nuclear weapons and stockpile on nuclear warheads, mostly pointing to the United States and Israel. That's while countries that are seeking peaceful nuclear activities, pointing to Iran, and members of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, the NPT, are prevented from their legal rights. Mr. Ahmadinejad went on to say that he went on to urge the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, to force nuclear-equipped countries to disarm. The president went on to criticize the Zionist network for their drive to deceive people, spreading discrimination and exercising aggression and continuing the occupation of the Palestinian lands. He urged people around the world to take up and wake up and be wary of the Zionist deceit surrounding them. The president also said that the bullying powers are disliked around the world, although the voice of justice is suppressed. On the Zionist network, Mr. Ahmadinejad proposed that a referendum be held to see whether the Zionist network is accepted or not. And of course, he ended his speech by saying that the only route to salvation is a straight path, that humans should love each other and work to administer justice worldwide. He said that Iran is ready to help other nations administer justice, hand in hand, stand together in resistance and prepare the grounds for the Savior that's been promised by all prophets preceding him. And that was a summary of a speech by Mr. Ahmadinejad, the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, at the 63rd.